Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Christina Nowski, owner of Ancillary Gallery in Chesterton. So first, Christina, I understand that this June is the first anniversary of the opening of your gallery and frame shop. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
And how has the first year been?
We've been doing great. We've got a whole year of exhibitions under our belt now, and we are offering custom framing year-round. So we're doing really well and looking forward to our next lineup of artists coming up this summer.
And so who will that be? I know you like to focus on Northwest Indiana artists.
Yeah, we focus primarily on local artists here in Northwest Indiana and the region. Right now we're showcasing some work by Marjorie Wood Crawford, who was the original owner of the building. But moving into July, August, we're going to go with two plein air painters, Funny Dimpy and Betty Thomas, doing a two-person show on the national parks. And then we're going to an artist in Highland, Indiana, Lindsay Sambos, who focuses on wildlife and animal art. So we're looking forward to those two exhibitions and then probably a group exhibition by Christmas time.
And you're an artist yourself, correct?
I am. Yes, I do a lot of watercolor and birds.
And do you focus specifically on nature?
My primary focus is on avifauna, so bird life here, sometimes specifically in Indiana. So sometimes it's just native species here found in Indiana. But I used to also work exclusively with extinct bird species. So while I've done wildlife and other different subject matters in the past, my primary focus has always been birds, whether they be extinct, local, endangered, etc. That's really been my focus for the last 10 years.
And so this must be how you came to receive a commission for a new South Shore line poster, part of the All Along the South Shore series. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. It's really a dream come true. It's something ever since moving out here I've really wanted to do. And I've been working with Indiana Audubon and their birding festival for the last 10 years, designing posters that were similar to the original South Shore posters, but not official South Shore posters. And when the opportunity came up to work with Humane Indiana Wildlife, working on a poster for them that is an official South Shore poster, it really just clicked and everything fell into place. They have such a wonderful mission that really aligns with what I do as an artist. And they were really focusing on preserving and protecting our native wildlife here in Northwest Indiana. And I was just happy to be able to make their vision come to life with a new poster. And the particular poster that's just been released this year features one of our native owls, our great horned owl, which hopefully most people have in their area and their backyards. It's an easy call to hear at night. But also some wildlife that is featured in the poster is a lot of the patients that they see at Humane Indiana that they care for and release back into the wild, such as native bats, our flying squirrels, as well as nocturnal birds and native birds.
And so how can one acquire this new poster?
Anyone that carries South Shore posters should hopefully have them in stock, but I know South Shore carries some in Munster. I carry them here at Ancillary, and I believe Humane Indiana, you can get them directly through their Paws resale shop in Highland.
And of course, once you've acquired or bought the poster, I'd recommend everybody take it to your custom frame store and get it properly framed. Could you tell us a little bit about the business side of your gallery?
Sure. I've been framing now for over 10 years. It's something I got into when I was in college as an art student, thinking it was something I should probably learn how to do as an artist. And I really just fell in love with it. It's such a creative industry. And it's something that really bridges the gap between art and display, and I really enjoy that process. So what we do here is we really focus on quality moldings and materials so that your piece can stay archivally protected over a long period of time and properly be hung on the wall and displayed with the artist in mind. So we really try to support our local artists, not only with what we do at the gallery, but also with framing and display. So you know, when you come in, you're helping to us to support our local artists and our local arts organizations. So we really wanted to build something that was more unique than just a frame shop. We really wanted it to be something more broad than that, and helping, and as the name suggests, to help be an ancillary support for our local artists and arts organizations, as well as some of our local conservation organizations like Indiana Audubon and Humane Indiana Wildlife.
As a former museum curator, I know that framing the image is really important, how it sets off the image and how it grabs the eye. So I recommend that listeners visit you at Ancillary and explore the wonderful framing skills that you have and offer to the region. Finally, could you give us the street address of your gallery and also the website?
Absolutely. We are here in downtown Chesterton at 109 South Calumet. If you're familiar with downtown Chesterton, we're right across the street from the park, especially during the European market on Saturdays. And then our website is www.ancillary.com, and that is spelled ANCILLAERIE.
Well, thank you. And I really greatly appreciate how you collaborate as a small business with the nonprofits, nature and art nonprofits in the region. So thank you for that support.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
Well, thank you for being my guest today. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.